game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Small Basketball Podcast. It is January 12th, 2017. Slim, I'm so excited for today's podcast. It's such a good day for podcasting.
Ah. I guess your ground thawed out over there, huh?
Yes, that's one good thing. It's just things are looking up. It's just everywhere. Things are great. The ground is thawing. I had the last game winner in pickup basketball this morning. I was an absolute ball hog on it, but it wasn't my fault. Someone was pressing me, and then no one picked me up when I drove. Couldn't help it.
Nah, you take it. Don't go all Patrick Patterson and let somebody else do it.
Exactly. I was anti-Patrick Patterson. No, I was actually kind of a bad ball hog. I was kind of mad that I didn't try to facilitate more, but what can you do? But yeah, that happened, and you want to know what else happened? Not in professional basketball. In college basketball, it's fun not being a Duke fan, that's for sure. Yeah.
Why? Just because of that one guy, that Grayson Allen?
Skippy Magoo, who apparently is now Shovey Magoo.
Yeah, I saw the replay of that. That was pretty bad.
There's no way that's questionable. Because he goes into the stands, and he kind of like, as he's going, kind of like looks like he knows what he's about to do, and then kind of like looks away and then shoves it. Like, there was such intent there.
Yeah, see, saw the replay and I didn't hear any music. So like, if it was good like mosh pit music, I think the move flies.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going there. Okay, then that's acceptable. You know, I listen to metal music. I could put some music on real quick.
All right. Don't shove me to it though.
Here you go. Can you hear that?
Not at all.
Oh, I don't know why you don't hear anything through my speakers. Well, there were some good metal riffs for you. I actually have my iTunes open, so yeah, I just give you some metal riffage.
Yeah, that's probably like this millennium metal, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. That was a band called Periphery. They're actually kind of big. They get some flack in the metal community, but I think they're pretty good music. They're one of the bigger bands I listen to. I bet you've never heard of them.
No, of course not. I'm limited to things like, you know, Number of the Beast and stuff like that.
There you go. Hey, that's still good metal, though. But then to top it all off, Slim, you got way too pompous with your RCL matchup. What is happening to that team?
It's been all of 3 days.
Oh, it's been
right. Got lots of time left.
It's hilarious. You had Giannis.
I had three injuries, three flu-like symptoms, I guess we'll call it. At least.
Yeah, you've had some missed
games. I'm not even close to a full roster right now.
No, but that's what makes it hilarious, because you were so pimping your team out with the five Chicago games. You got a 3.4 turnover game from Mirotić and then out. And then you got a 1 point game out of Jimmy Butler, then out.
Yeah, it's you know, if anyone has Giannis, they know how that feels. Oh yeah, he's on that team too, isn't he?
Yep, Giannis there. You're of course hoarding Gary Harris, and you know my feelings on that.
Well, that's fine. I'm not fighting for a playoff spot right now. I'm doing okay. You're in seventh, so yeah, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, whatever. It was a fun start to the week in that. Plus, Michael Beasley, MVP! I can't believe that game I got from him in the REL. It's hilarious.
His games were all over the place. Chicago's just as bad.
I know, but it's funny that, okay, well, we're gonna get into that in a minute. On today's show, we're going to go on a game-by-game breakdown from the last two nights of action. Well, actually, the previous two nights from that. You know what we're saying by now. It's something we do a couple times a year. I think it's fun, but it definitely gets... I don't know, it's fun to do every once in a while. I wouldn't want every one of our podcasts to be like this. Do you agree?
Well, you know, we did them 3 times a week. I kind of enjoyed that once a week of just going through the game.
That's true. Sport. Yeah, we would pick a day and just do that. Yeah, I missed 3 weeks. Well, then more work caught up with me. I can't help it. We're going to catch up the news on that, then preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks, and then wrap up the week at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
Just let me ready for some game-by-game action.
It's pretty pretty small schedule here. I got a 1-in-3 chance of clicking on the right one.
There you go.
What you got?
Derrick Rose drama.
Hey.
You got the right one.
Yeah, I did.
Apparently Rose is...
been settled now, right?
Yeah, he's going to play yesterday.
He's going to play yesterday. Awesome. All right. I'm still holding Jennings for the time being. Might as well. They had a back-to-back. It's kind of the only reason I picked him up in one league.
Yeah, I think I am as well. I actually had him as a remnant of streaming for the Monday game in a couple teams. Oh, that worked out.
Yeah, you know, 29 minutes of 25-4 with 2 steals and 4 threes. Good field goal percent. That's not going to continue. But, you know,
yeah,
there's a chance. There was news that Rose was going to ask for a buyout or something. I don't know what's going on.
I know. It's just super drama, but so we'll see there. Really, he was really the only Nick to show up against the Pelicans other than Kyle LeQuinn, who got his shoving lessons from Grayson Allen.
Yeah, there were a bunch of people kicked out of this game, weren't there?
Yeah, Melo got kicked out for complaining. I think LeQuinn got the flagrant 2 on it. Shoves Anthony Davis into the crowd. If you haven't seen it yet, go to my daily notes from Tuesday morning. I gifted it because it's the last thing you want to see is an awkward 7-footer with injury issues hurled into the stands and getting injured.
Yeah, he was having a rough game. What's that, 40-18 in less than 30 minutes?
He was destroyed.
It was an off night.
Then they put in the enforcer. Cock the enforcer.
Oh man, there's a bad joke in there somewhere.
Oh, I know. Well, is it? Were you gonna say that's what you named yours, the enforcer?
that sounds kind of odd.
But yeah, Brown was awesome. He's questionable for tonight. I actually did get that one right, so we might have more news by the time you listen to this, or once he gets to shoot around on Thursday. So. We'll see there. Goose had kind of a bad game, but as I mentioned in the notes, he was playing his 3rd out of 4 games coming back from an injury, so you're just happy he played, right?
Yeah. You know, shot wasn't falling, but most people's wasn't that night. Yeah. Wow, they actually shot a decent percent, 42% to lose that bad? Oh, I came back in the 4th. Okay.
Yeah.
I quit watching this game kind of early.
They had a 30.
I got an either or for you.
Okay.
Buddy or Hardaway? Need a Thragnoffer.
I'll go Timmy.
Okay. Yeah, I streamed both of them in a league and wound up dropping them both, but
yeah, they're both streamers.
That kind of came up for me. I wasn't sure which way to go there.
I think that Ken Bazemore looks terrible, and Timmy's gonna get every chance to. I feel like if Buddy plays 30 minutes, there might be some games he takes. Like in this game, he took 7 shots in 27 minutes. Yeah, he hit 3 threes and scored 11 points and had a good line. But if Timmy's playing 30 minutes, he ain't taking 7 shots.
Yeah, I guess that's what it boils down to. There's more usage out of him.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when Buddy got minutes, 16 shots against Atlanta, 13 against Cleveland. I don't know.
There's still
some potential there. It's just it wavers a bit.
Yeah. It's up.
Aquan still gets his sometimes.
Donatus got 16 minutes and was okay. 3-4-3 with 2 steals. Whatever.
Yeah, he got up like 15% owned or something. That was too high.
Yeah, it was too high. Agree. Anything else from this game?
Oh, nothing special. Tyreek still got some minutes. People are picking him up. I'm still staying away from that one, especially if I have Parsons anywhere.
I've had to tell so many people that I don't like Tyreek. 21 minutes, 12 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists. No D stats, 3 turnovers. Ugh.
I think that's kind of what we expect. But, you know, be a second team higher usage guy. It's okay. But there's no reason for them to play him 30 minutes. Come on.
Tyreek Evans, rest of the season, or Monta Ellis, both bench high usage guys, or at least we think.
Yeah, I think I'm about done with Monta.
Yeah, it's not looking good there either.
I dropped him back when he, you know, got injured right before he lost that starting gig, and I was kind of happy to see him go.
Yeah.
There was no chance he finishes top 100, you know, by the averages.
Next game, we have the Thunder beating the Bulls 109-94. Jimmy Butler only had 1 point. He was taking, he didn't look right. He was taking terrible shots. I watched a lot of this game because, you know, I'm a Thunder fan. But yeah, Butler looked.
Steven Adams fan, you mean?
I'm becoming one. It's awesome. We'll get to that side in a minute. Michael Carter Williams, I think, looked okay. 15 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. We can talk a little bit more on him in a minute since we got their second game. They had a back to back. But I thought he looked good in this game. He looked competent.
Okay, I mean, it looks kind of like he's in a timeshare with Grant. Like they're trying to figure that out.
I think they're going to give MCW every chance to succeed with the starting role.
Well, has he been given starter minutes yet?
No, and nor do I think he'll be 30-plus minutes a game every night. But he looked competent.
Yeah, he's made like 3 threes out of his past 20-plus.
Yeah, we don't want him to shoot threes, though. That was the thing.
Fields haven't quite been there. Assist-to-turnover ratio is pretty abysmal. I don't know. He could lose this job any minute. Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked to see Grant take it over.
All right, that's possible. The rest of the team was just pretty terrible. As I mentioned in the open, Mirotić was awful. We'll talk more Bulls in a minute. To OKC side, Russell Westbrook flirts with the triple-double. Not surprising. Shot 9 of 18, but 1 of 7 threes. Just take less threes. Ugh. So annoying.
Yeah, he doesn't need to. They got Alec LeBreens if they need that.
I know. All right, so your boy Steven Adams. It is awesome. I think he would be a Hall of Fame tight end if he played NFL.
Yeah, you're, what's his name? That Chargers guy.
Antonio Gates?
There you go.
He's taller than Gates. He's more like, you know, like Kelsey's really tall on the Chiefs.
Yeah, and, you know, that guy, I don't even know these football players. Are they still playing football?
but yeah, Adams' hands, especially his hands in traffic, Russell just drives all out, collapses two or three defenders, and gives his little tiny dump off, and Adams comes up with it every
time. And these aren't all dunks for Adams.
They're not.
A couple of different moves around the basket.
Yeah, there's like little one-hand floaters, some post moves. He'll get a layup. He knows where the, like, I rarely see him getting blocked ever. It's really good.
Yeah, he had a nice step forward.
Yeah. I was wrong on that one. I actually was thinking about that the other day. Jeremy in the comments. Jeremy, hats off to you. I did a little, like, hand-moving bow to you, Jeremy, for losing that comment battle. What else? Ennis Kanter looked awesome in the post in this game. It was...
Oh, yeah, well, who are we going against here? McDermott?
Rolo, the best player in the NBA. Rolo.
Okay. Yeah, big 3-point game.
Yeah, Rolo.
It's better than last night, though, right? Night before.
Yeah, we'll get to
game
that.
Game 2 of the 5-game week for them.
Yeah, too many games. But yeah, Kanter looked good. It doesn't really translate to fantasy that great, though. Because no threes, no D stats.
You know, you just enjoy that even without... You know, consistent. I guess the minutes are kind of consistent. Consistently not that great, but they're still pretty consistent with what he does. It's amazing. His per 36s must be kind of through the roof.
Yeah, they're pretty good. You wanna look them up real quick?
No, because then I'd wind up seeing his defensive efficiency, and I'd get upset.
All right. Final game on Monday. Dallas goes to Minnesota in a battle of horrible teams. Dallas side, Harrison Barnes scores 30 points, doesn't really do much else. Dirk is back! The return of Dirk!
Yeah, sounds like Finney Smith is, done.
Yeah, 7 minutes for Finney Smith. We knew DFS was gonna be about done once Dirk was back, though.
Well, they know they played him at center, so I guess they're trying to make Bogut happy. He's definitely not a happy camper out there right now.
Yeah, didn't Bogut? I think Bogut got a little banged up this game, which is every game, so I'm not really breaking news there. I'll look that up real quick.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they keep playing some of these guys so many minutes. I mean, 37 for Wesley Matthews, and he scores, you know, 2 points.
Yeah.
It's about time. I mean, the problem is there really isn't much of a youth movement coming here.
I know.
You got Anderson and Hammonds, you know, a little bit of Powell and Finney Smith, but that's about it.
Yeah, Bogut did.
You need a trade for something. Bogut's got to go.
Bogut did get a hammy. I like Roto World's blurb. It says, the big man has been diagnosed with the right hamstring strain. Bogut just can't seem to stay healthy this season. Really? Anything else at the Mavs? I guess with Dirk, I mean, I dropped him in that RCL, like I said I did.
He'll score some points. He might get a couple of rebounds and a couple of assists. It's big man Thragunov, I guess, is...
Yeah, kind of what I was thinking, too.
You know, the field goal percent's been dropping the past couple of years. I wouldn't be banking on him being that 47, 48, 49 guy anymore.
Yeah, me either. He just he can't hang in the post anymore. It took 10 threes of his 16 shots.
Yeah, that's... I mean, he still made a bunch, but they're not going to fall every game.
Yeah, agree. To the Wolves side, Karl Anthony Towns went bazonkers. He scored 20 points in the first quarter. Ended up shooting 15 and 19 for 34 points with 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks, and 2 threes. He is a monster. A little bit of a slow start, some ups and downs, but he's a monster.
Yeah, I hear he's okay. Yeah. Tends to be good at basketball. I think that's kind of the rumor mill.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a little better, right? The blocks picked up since... Everyone wanted to, drop him? People were getting upset about it.
I know. I think it's just because, you know, we had him fifth. I think consensus was sixth or seventh or somewhere around there.
And he was, the scoring's gone up. You know, he's shooting threes now.
It's ruining
him. Yeah, I guess the defensive stats have kind of not really progressed like we would hope. I don't think we'll have him as high next year because of it. I mean, if he's only going to be a half a steal and 1.5 blocks, that's... I mean, everything else is great, and you know, but it's not number one pick stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the assist to turnover really turned around in the second half last year. This year, it's 2.9 to 2.6, and it was something like 3 to 1.5 in the second half last year. So, not liking that part of it either.
Yeah, I think he's getting more towards Porzingis's side of things. Kind of a late first rounder, maybe even fall to the top of the second.
Okay, yeah, I can't really disagree with that. Andrew Wiggins has an atrocious game. 3 of 6 free throws, 13 points, 4 rebounds, no other stats except for 3 turnovers.
Yeah, there is zero progression going on right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually going the wrong way.
Regressing. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
How's the free throw percent going down?
I don't know. I almost think he needs to change his scenery.
I ain't gonna help that. I don't know. Something ain't right here. Maybe it's maybe that's it. Maybe he needs somebody. Maybe he needs to be on Philly where they just... I mean, if you look at the shots and you got to think, oh, he's being force fed. But I don't know.
Yeah.
This is disappointing. It's definitely not. You know, he's got, a $38 price tag in the REL? That's looking steep right this second.
I don't know if he's a keeper, yeah.
He will go for less.
Yeah, I think so, too. Zach LaVine gets 5.6 rebounds, 5 assists. Had to leave with a hip injury, and he is questionable for today? Or was it yesterday?
I read doubtful the other day, but...
He's either... questionable or doubtful. Tom Thibodeau said he would be a game time decision, but you know, you might miss a game there. So
yeah, he'll still play 40 minutes when he gets back.
Yeah, that's what they do. That wraps up Monday's games. Now to a heavy Tuesday. John Wall is amazing, Slim. How many years have we had to keep saying this?
We keep putting him as a first rounder, and everybody keeps getting, not everybody, but He's been that one guy that's like probably the most contentious, and
I don't know why.
Yeah, you know, if he's probably still not a first rounder, but you know,
it's
yeah, he is.
Metrics bias. Yeah, I know. 26.6 rebounds, 14 assists, a steal and a block, a three, 11 for 21 from the field. Hit the game winner with like 5 seconds left. It's kind of sad that the Wizards couldn't beat a makeshift Bulls team.
This should not have been that close.
But the Wizards moved to 19-8. The Bulls scored 36 in the first quarter. So, you know, they just came out gangbusters, and then the Wiz chipped away and ended up winning.
Wow, that's Denzel Valentine.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, big game for Denzel. 7 of 15 from the field, 5 threes, 19 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Got a lot of minutes because no Mirotić, no Jimmy Butler, so no perimeter game.
Well, no Wade.
And no Wade, yeah. Thank you. So, absolutely.
Yeah, they started MCW and Grant next to each other with McDermott. Yeah, it's half that team didn't even show up. Like, did not go to the game because they don't want to get everybody sick.
They Derrick Rose'd it. They just didn't show up or tell anyone. No, they did tell everyone.
It wasn't that odd.
Bobby Portis gets only 18 minutes, hits 3 threes, shoots 5 of 8, 13.7 rebounds and a steal, only 1 turnover. Why does he not get playing time?
Oh, well, you know, Taj has kind of had a good year.
Play him at center. Rolo sucks. Felicio's playing good. Cristiano Felicio's been playing well, though.
He's been okay. This was a bit of a dud. This was kind of a failure to perform on this one, but...
Yeah.
A few... Portis. It's too bad. He's still young enough. What is he, 21?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Felicio, this game was a little too much with the teeth.
Not to be giving away any secrets, but maybe not enough teeth.
Whoa! Hey, that went a direction I was not expecting.
4-2. Come on, that's just there's no bite to that.
Anything else with the Wiz side? Markieff Morris only played... Oh, it's because he fouled out 22 minutes, but was playing well. He's been on...
Yeah, his past couple have been coming back strong.
Yeah, he was 20-10 the game before, 19-4-2 with 3 steals on 8-12 shooting. Yeah, it could have been an epic game if he didn't foul out in 21 minutes.
You know, Oubre occasionally has a decent game, but he's not... It's just not there.
Yeah,
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Porter will be gone. Someone's going to pay him too much money.
Probably. The Hawks beat the Brooklyn Nets by 20. Not a big surprise there. A little bit of a surprise. None of the wings stepped up here. What do we got? Thabo, 27 minutes, 10 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, a block. I guess that's fine. Kent Bazemore, 1-7 from the field. Ugh, in 22 minutes. That's it. Tim Hardaway only gets 22 minutes, 9 points, and a 3. Torian Prince has a pretty good Thabo-ish line in 20 minutes. 8 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks, and 2 threes.
Yeah, he's a solid defensive player. He is your prototypical 3-and-D. You know, he's your Crowder, your... that guy in Toronto. That's his next game. But, you know, Carroll.
Yeah.
Carroll Crowder type.
You're saying that only because he has dreads.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I mean, there is an opportunity. It's not like Tim Hardaway Jr. is that great, and they paid Kent Bazemore a little bit. But could Torian Prince turn into that guy? Because both Carroll and Crowder kind of like came out of nowhere. Not out of nowhere, but you know what I mean. Like, they weren't high draft picks and had to work their way up a couple seasons.
Why did they actually trade Korver? Because they're playing to win, right? Like, they're not rebuilding 22-16.
They talk about wanting to trade Millsap and blowing shit up. I don't know.
Well, he recently came out and said he wants to be back in Atlanta, and that quieted things.
Okay. Well, that's good then.
the question is that I have is you know, who are they trying to clear out minutes for by losing Korver? Because they really didn't get anything for him. I think Prince might be that fourth guy that's almost ready. I mean, he was a senior, right? He's 22 now.
Played at Baylor. Yeah, it was a big program. It's possible.
Yeah, I could see something like that happening. All
right. Brooklyn side, Brooke Lopez scores points, hits some threes. Nothing
really. Doesn't rebound the ball. Yeah. Nope, two.
Two rebounds
in 32 minutes out of your center.
Wow.
Nice.
I've got nothing else of interest here.
Joe Harris started. Kilpatrick still not starting. Yeah, you know.
Kilpatrick's trending the wrong way.
Yeah, I saw him dropped in the 12er, and I'm not in no hurry to pick him up.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Stat lines are so underwhelming.
Karis LeVert's playing decent. 23 minutes, gets a 3, 11 points. Sometimes,
you know.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll be tough for him to ever get enough minutes. This season.
I don't know.
Maybe,
it's possible.
Maybe by, like, late March.
In 8 and 29? He's coming off a pretty bad injury, so we'll see. I think he might get unleashed. There's a very good chance he's a heavily added player in March.
All right. The best game of the night, at least I think. I watched a little bit of the end of this. This game was fantastic. Toronto beats Boston at home. Boston had a lead late, and then Toronto went on like a crazy run, like a 17-2 run to close it out or something like that. DeMar DeRozan is inhuman. He was ridiculous this game. 41 points, 13 rebounds. He's really good at that mid-range, Slim. I don't know if you've known that.
Yeah, he's okay. Wow, I was with Smart on him for most of the time. I watched a good part of this, too.
Yeah. He looked good.
Yeah, he had a good game. 16 of 29, so yeah, that's still north of 50, so sure.
Yeah.
Only one turnover. Nice.
Yeah. Lowry has a good game. Damari Carroll, 3 threes, 11 points, full line. I mean, it's fine.
The minutes are there, though. The minutes. I mean, it's hard to not have decent stats with 35 minutes a game.
Damari Carroll or Mo Harkless, rest of the season?
I think Harkless's D stats are kind of difficult to...
Yeah, you got...
I'll pick Harkless.
I've kind of been crapping on him, and he keeps having these spikes. Got three blocks left. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get that. Valanciunas, the other big story for the Raptors, 28 minutes, 18 points, 23 rebounds with two blocks and 6 of 6 free throws. Did only shoot 6 of 18. I only watched the end of this game, really, so I don't really know if they were just unlucky missed layups. I mean, they must have been.
Yeah, no, that's 11 offensive rebounds. I bet... Five of those are him missing a shot and rebounding it.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
he never takes 18 shots in a game. When does that ever happen?
Yeah, like playing volleyball around the rim and they give him missed shots for it. Yeah. Okay. Boston side, Jay Crowder's a little cold, but I think he'll be fine. It's only been a couple games he's been cold. Marcus Smart looks great. 16 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. 4 steals and a block, 6-11
shooting. That's disappointing. That's basically what his stat line was at halftime.
Really? I didn't realize
that. I watched this game up to halftime. Yeah, he had 14 at half with 3 steals and a block, something like that.
Man. Oh.
Yeah, he got shut down in the second half.
Yeah, well, he's looking good. He you know, game to game, his stuff's coming together lately.
Yeah, I mean, the past two, you know, the two big minute games are definitely doo-doo. Doo-doo. Yeah.
Doo-doo.
What is his name?
Avery Bradley sat this game as well. Yeah.
So, the rebounder. The best rebounder in the league.
Rebounder in the league?
Yeah.
Best rebounding guard, maybe?
Still making free throws. That's the best part about Smart is these free throws are... I mean, why can't Wiggins learn from that?
Wiggins needs to learn a lot.
Get better, that's all. That's all I ask. Just be better than you were yesterday.
Isaiah has his typical good game. Gerald Green gets 24 minutes and takes 12 shots. Not a surprise there if he gets minutes. I think
a couple of those were pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's Gerald Green for you. The Rockets beat the Hornets 121-114. The Hornets made a really late rally in this game. And I think they either tied it up or took a 2-point lead after being down most of the game. But then the Rockets held them off. James Harden, another 40-point triple-double. He's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's game to game. Yeah, it's kind of consistent, huh?
Yeah.
Only 14 threes? Okay.
Yeah, only took 14 threes. Disappointing. PBev, kind of a iffy game. 2 of 10, just didn't make his threes.
Meh. He's been having some kind of issue lately. What is it? Wrist.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's a little banged up. He's always banged up because he's relentless on defense.
No steals the past two? For shame. Now I'm not looking to move him, though. Shame. He's still getting his minutes. Those will come back.
Shame. 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 No? Why do you want to join in my shame with me?
Well, I'm not sure who you're shaming.
Montrezl, 5 of 5 field goals. He's shooting like something like 120% the past week or two.
Yeah, the rebounding will keep him out of the starting lineup when he is. It's Gotta go back to December 27th to find a game under 50%.
Yeah. 14 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks, and no turnovers. A pretty efficient rainbow line from your center.
Yeah, he's going to be really good off the bench behind Capella.
Yeah.
It's going to be good stuff right there.
The Hornets side, sadly, Kemba did not put up 30 points for me, even though he started cold, then went mad hot, and then didn't finish it out. 25.6 rebounds, 10 assists. That's okay. It was really the bench for the Hornets that helped make the run, at least I'm guessing, at the end. Kaminsky scores 22. Spencer Hawes scores 16 points.
Yeah, you know, Zeller's got the sickness.
Everyone's got the sickness.
Yeah. Pretty classic Hibbert line at this point.
What have we got? 4 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks, and nothing else.
18 minutes. Yep, yeah, that's what you can expect.
Yeah.
But Zeller will be back for his 30 minutes soon.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt everybody down there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, MKG. I
know.
People still own him in 12ers?
I do in one. It's not a must-own, but I am. I might drop him. The Hornets play tomorrow against the Sixers, I think. So that's why I'm keeping Jeremy Lamb around. And then they don't play again the rest of the week. So I might be cutting both of them in 12ers.
Okay. So. But if Buddy or Timmy was around and you had Lamb, you're making that move immediately, right?
I mean, that depends on RCLs. I don't know their schedules. I just know the Hornets because I own Lamb and I almost dropped him. But I was like, you know what? I'll hold for the Friday Philly game and that'll save my move for the weekend, you know?
A little home court advantage there, huh? You know what's going to happen. Got some local news? Why aren't you sharing this local knowledge?
Oh, my God. It's just their schedule. Oh, get out of here. Another great game was Milwaukee shocking the Spurs at San Antonio, 109-107. I watched a lot of this game. Giannis, only 9 minutes because he's got the flu.
You chose to watch a Milwaukee game in which Giannis, you know, barely plays.
Well, excuse me for owning Kawhi and Ariel and owning Michael motherfucking Beasley. Woo!
Yeah.
That was
I'll go under 34 minutes for the season.
That was unbelievable. He was getting every possession and taking ISO shots and stuff and making most of them. And then playing defense on top of it. A plus 18.
Between him and Parker, who was covering the three?
The Spurs three?
No. Yeah, who was defending Kawhi there?
Probably Jabari. I don't really remember.
Okay.
I think Tony Snell was chasing around Kawhi a lot of the time too.
Oh, they let one of them sit on the edge with Danny Green? Okay.
Yeah, I think that was some of it. So,
it's amazing they won that game.
It was. 28 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks for Beasley with a 3. That might be the best line he has in the last six years.
No, this happens occasionally.
I know.
Every once in a while, somebody misses a game, and you know you can trust him to go in there and give you everything he's got.
Yeah.
But the big story here, I think, is Brogdon and Dellavedova, they kind of look like a timeshare, split. It's not good.
Kind of like we thought. 17.6 rebounds, 6 assists, and a block for Brogdon. Played really well. 3 threes, 5 of 11 from the field. Dellavedova 23 minutes and doesn't really do much. 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 or 2.
It's just 4 the minutes. Points. The minutes are the important thing here.
Yeah, 25-23 split. And it looks like they don't quite exactly line up, but they're pretty close to lining up for a 48.
Yeah, it's I mean, I'm not good at going out of my way to drop Brogdon, but you know, especially since he, you know, 17-6-6 with 3 threes and a block, sure. It's just annoying.
He is a long player at college, and playing this well out of the gate, I would sell high in dynasties.
I mean, depends on how high. You know, he's a dollar, I think, and maybe he's more than that. I don't know. But like an REL.
Oh, if he's single digits in REL, then he's fun. Yeah, you hold him there. But I'm talking about non-price-based. You just have him in a dynasty. I think you could flip him for something.
You know, if you think he's going to turn into Schroeder. If they think he's going to turn into Schroeder, then yeah, maybe. I think that's probably the closest comp I've got.
Wow, Schroeder? I wouldn't even go that high.
Well, you got a guy that's not a great steals guy against the starting point guard. And is kind of, you know, a scorer. With, you know, I see Schroeder in him. You don't see that, huh?
I see George Hill minus what he's done for the Jazz this year.
Okay. Well, George Hill, the past couple years, has been a spot-up shooter. I never thought George Hill had the assist upside. I mean, Brogdon's at 4 in 24 minutes on the year.
That's not that different than George Hill getting, like, 5 in 30 minutes.
Yeah, it is. And how often does George Hill get 5 in 30 minutes?
Well, now he does.
On Utah.
All right. Well, we need to move on. Go ahead.
If you must.
You were going to say.
If you want to talk about Jason Terry, then we don't have to talk about Jason Terry.
Oh, my God. All right.
I mean, we can go with some Henson. Anybody still own him in a 12er? Raise your hand. No. I don't see any hands up.
Well, you also. Yeah, okay. Even if you could see everyone listening, I don't think you'd see any hands up.
I hope not. I have moved on from that a while ago. Those minutes are just.
I know. It's bad. And Monroe's playing great. He's still playing great. So, I mean, it wasn't huge this game, but.
I guess it's a well-deserved. It's not a benching.
Uh-oh. Shifting.
I think I lost internet.
All right. Well, I'll talk while you get it back. On the Spurs side, Kawhi, 30 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks. He played fantastic. Not too much that's interesting. They sat Aldridge. That got David Lee into the starting lineup, 10 points in 25 or 26 minutes, but didn't really do too much. Jonathan Simmons looks great when he gets minutes, 14 points and 2 threes, but no D stats, whatever. What else? Oh, my boy Davis.
8-year-old second-year player.
Davis Bertans! Look, I think they called him Davis, but whatever. Davis! Davis is the man. 11 points, 2 assists, a block. And 3 threes in 19 minutes. It's just funny because I had him in Oriel, and it was fun to get production.
Yeah, this is a great week to have backups.
Yeah, it is. It's fun.
There is, I mean, what, Aldridge was sick, right?
Probably. Everyone's sick. Oh, I should mention that this game ended with the Spurs with the ball with about 10 seconds left and inbound at half court. And they run a play, and Kawhi drives. Everyone collapses. Sitting there for a corner three, wide open. Manu Ginobili, not a Hall of Famer or any, but I mean a really good career player. Corner three, wide open at home. Big win. Off the backboard, the side of the backboard.
You might get some Spurs fans disagreeing with Manu being a Hall of Famer.
Is he? He's never been had that good of a season. He's just won rings and been consistent.
Yeah, he's got a lot of them, and he's got a long career.
He's what's his career? His career average is 13.8 points a game with 3.9 assists.
That's part of that's because of how long he's played. I mean, he's been playing 22 minutes since 2011.
Yawn.
I don't know. There's a couple good years in there, but okay, maybe not.
He's a great player. Don't get me wrong. He's been a great, consistent player. He's been a pleasure. He's been really fun to watch. He's always fun to watch out there. But
yeah, I mean, I haven't seen as much growth out of a player's bald spot since I ever.
I don't know, LeBron's... I mean,
we got to watch it develop. We got to, you know, took shape in front of our eyes.
LeBron's patchy spots are rivaling it, though. Oh. And there's a transition for you. The Cavs lose 192 at the Jazz. Not a surprise. The Jazz play some defense.
Yeah, you don't want to go to Utah right now.
No.
Well, I mean, in general, but you don't want to go play against Utah at home.
Yeah, it's a beautiful state, Slim. Why are you telling people not to go to Utah?
It's because it's probably white right now. Nothing but white, as far as your eyes can see.
Was that is that a snow thing or a Mormon thing that you're bringing up?
What's that I'm breaking up? So you were saying something, right?
With the Jazz side, you know, they're healthy. That starting lineup is really good. All of them are plus-plus defenders. They play well. 38% from deep this game as a team. Gordon Hayward, 10 of 12 with 4 threes. Man, with only one turnover, he is a good-looking guy, Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, 26 years old, kind of right there in his prime.
Right there in his prime, baby.
Yes, he is. He's ripe for the picking.
I don't really have anything else. I mean, Joe Ingles is playing good bench minutes for deeper leagues. The starters did about... I mean, Rodney Hood scoring 18 is maybe a little... I mean, he went through a dry spell. People were talking about dropping Rodney Hood. I'm surprised.
Well, you know, he doesn't tend to do a whole lot else. And you got these Thragnoffers just, you know, coming out of the woodworks right now.
Yeah, I mean, 35 minutes this game. You expect him to play a lot, be fair.
I see 4 steals in the past 10 games.
I know, steals aren't a huge part of his game. He filters in a couple assists, and like I said, the consistency of playing time.
Okay, you know, should be a little better now that, you know, he's not going to be playing out of role.
Yeah.
He did lead the team in shots. That's something.
Yeah. Cleveland side, Kevin Love was cold, 4-14. I got nothing here. Kyrie had a good game. I mean, he shot 5.
Korver didn't do much.
Oh, yeah, I guess Korver's debut is interesting. 18 but, minutes.
I don't think he'll wind up being 12 or ownable.
No, I don't think so either. Like, would you, like, equal slates? Thragnoffing Kyle Korver or Tim Hardaway right now?
Well, I'll take Hardaway.
Definitely Hardaway.
He takes a lot more shots, and he isn't, you know, 35.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be ageist with you on that one and agree. Okay. The, whatchamacallit, the Miami team. I forgot the name of the team. They're so bad.
Yeah, just because you forgot any name of any other player on the team also.
Is it?
I mean, you ask just an average basketball player or average NBA fan to name, you know, somebody on their team outside of maybe Whiteside. They'll have no idea.
Whiteside played well, though. Goro Motaro! Fear the Goro Motaro. You were right. Didn't you say Whiteside was going to feast on him this game? I think you said that.
Yeah, they got nobody to play against him. Yeah. They got what? Aja? That's their biggest big?
13 for...
Oh, JaVale. They got McGee.
Oh, how much did McGee play? 9 minutes! Look out for JaVale! But yeah, Whiteside's 13 of 17 from the field, 28 points, 20 rebounds with a steal and 2 blocks. He played really well. And then your Johnsons, the bench Johnsons, always seem to have good games.
Yes, it's always nice to keep a couple of Johnsons around.
At least Miami has big Johnsons right now.
Oh, it's yeah. Well tatted up.
18-7-3 for the Tyler version, 14-2-6 with 2 steals for the James version. And people are making a lot of James Johnson's block like, quote unquote, on Steph Curry. Did you see the highlight of that?
No, he's got no block registered here.
No, or not block, big dunk. Did I say block? I meant dunk.
Yeah, I saw the dunk. It was just fully extended.
Yeah, and Steph was just kind of standing there. It wasn't like, oh, it just got banged on. Like, Steph was, like, kind of taking a charge, and, like, it was not that big a deal.
No, not at all. Why would Steph even try to stop that?
I know.
It was a lot bigger than him.
I think people overly freaked out on that one.
Steph did give me a point in my 30-point. No, only 24. No, only 24. Took enough shots. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, shot 8 of 21. Hate to see the sub 50% shooting, because he can do that a lot of games. But 24, 8, 9. Had a trip dub flirt. Played pretty well. Durant played well. You got your rainbow line from Draymond. I saw somewhere, I think it was Dan A's article in his buy sell. What's up, Dan A? That he said that Zaza, I'd have to pull it up, is like second in All-Star voting.
Yeah. Just let you know how important that is.
I know, because his home country is like, got everyone, you know, it's like martial law. Everyone has to go into a building and vote all day.
I mean, he's having one of his worst seasons really in a while.
I know. It's ridiculous.
I'm not going to vote for him for the All-Star game.
So when I had that argument with Zaza and Adams, I was talking about All-Star voting. I was not talking about fantasy basketball.
Okay. Yeah. Adams isn't going to make an All-Star game, is he? Too many. Well, I was going to say, I mean, I'll take if they both made the All-Star team, I would take Adams for more scoring in the All-Star game, even with Zha Zha starting.
We got to do an.
But I don't know if that's going to happen.
We got to try to do. We got to do an All-Star 30-point challenge. I don't know what would the rules be of that.
You have to take a guy who's about to retire. I'll take Dirk in that.
That's a good one. All right, we got to wrap up this quick. Portland at the Lakers. Portland wins 108-87. The Lakers were terrible. Luol Deng leading the Lakers in scoring, 14 points.
Okay. You know, Ingram still had a pretty decent game besides the free throw shooting.
Oh, yeah, 3 of 6 free throws. Blech.
Yeah, that's definitely the biggest issue with this game, and will probably be why I don't keep him around.
Yeah.
D'Angelo, 1 for 4 free throws? What did they shoot in this game? 14 of 26.
Nice. Yeah. That's a free throw punt team. Doesn't win, right?
No, they don't. Yeah.
Portland side, I mentioned Harkless got 3 blocks, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 blocks, 5 of 6 from the field.
Everybody's healthy, right? Everybody's healthy, nobody's sick, and Harkless still gets good minutes.
Well, hopefully the Blazers don't open the packages that have blankets from other teams.
No, but they're going to leave them in the locker room. I would.
Yeah, I got really nothing much else going on with the Blazers here. You got your guard scoring. Aminu getting 15. Oh, he had a pretty good line. 15 rebounds. 8 points, 15. 4 assists with 3 blocks. I still hate Farouk Aminu, though. He's not.
He's probably streamable in the right situation.
The right situation would be an Al Farouk Aminu only league.
I don't know. I'm eyeballing these assists and thinking there might be something here. Beat stats have always been a decent part of his game. He's about 1-3 per game. All the field goal percents are low. That might be due to the coming back from injury. I don't own him in a 12, or I haven't even checked, but he's getting minutes. All those power forwards they were shuffling through are all gone now. No Vonleh, no Myers Leonard, no... Was there others? Ed Davis. Oh, Ed Davis played. Oh, he's a center, so whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. He's shooting 34% from the field on the year.
You know, lately I see 3 out of the past 4 were over 50%.
Yeah, which means he was shooting 30% from the floor for that.
All right. I see he had 4 games in a row there with 2 steals a game, and then past 3 games he's got at least a block a game. You know, it ain't nothing. And there's some minutes there. It's, you know, but only someone like Magruder can do nothing in 30 plus minutes.
Tayshaun Prince still could. Tayshaun Prince could still do it. He did it the best.
Yeah, yeah. No one blocks like Tayshaun, and by that I mean a fantasy player that we care about.
Last game, the Kings beat the Pistons 194, 21 points for KCP. Better than Gary Harris.
Well, Gary Harris didn't play, but yeah, yeah.
Well, I just based on our last one.
Yeah, yeah. It's a three in a row, so I would not play him in DFS next time out.
It's probably a good plan, not gonna lie. Drummond, 9 points, 12 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, and 7 blocks. He got 10 stocks.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good thing. The steals have, you know, stayed true from what they were last year. That's good. The blocks are a little bit low. So, yeah, you look at the past 10 games. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them with 2 a game. Sure. Those blocks will come back up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, everything else is, wow, they really dropped the free throw percent or free throw volume.
Yeah.
Is it really due to that rule?
I don't think
that's affected it?
I bet there was a memo from Adam Silver saying, hey, guys, we put this rule out there. Like, let's not hack people anymore. It'd just be really cool. And if you do it, then I will go all David Silver on you and throw you out like Sterling. I tried to do, like, 2 personalities. It didn't really come out very well.
A bit of a mishmash, huh?
Yeah, he's a good cop, bad cop in one memo to the league, you know?
Like, I own Drummond on one team, and I think I've actually won free throw percent one week somehow. So, you know, it's
possible.
That's like a 1,000,000% increase.
John Lewerset, he's got a knee thing. I don't think he has the flu, but didn't really change much because Tobias and Marcus will still play and get their shots and whatever.
Yeah, you know what means Boban gets to play backup center now.
Yeah.
That's about it. Stanley still gets his 20-ish minutes a game, still yet to really break out. Yeah, he will. He just needs to spend a little more time on the jump shot. Once that starts falling at a good clip, his defense will keep him in the game.
All right. The Kings side, 7 turnovers from Rudy Gay. Ouch. Collison and Lawson is a travesty. 9 points, no rebounds, 4 assists for Collison. 8-2-2 for Lawson with 4 turnovers. They both played terrible. Bleh.
That Reggie Jackson defense.
Omri Caspi gets 18 minutes, 4 points, and 10 rebounds. Just bring that up because he's a good player if he gets minutes, and he's been out of the rotation.
Yeah, they let him play. That's impressive.
They rested Matt Barnes, so they just played Caspi.
Yeah, that contract they gave Aaron Aflalo looks is really good right now.
Oh my god, it's so bad. ARR Ron.
Down to 11 minutes a game. All right.
Yikes. So there you go, Slim. That wraps up our game-to-game recaps. As always, we go way too long on those, so we got to move quick through the rest of the show. Someone got Kawhi in the comments on the 30-point challenge, but I can't remember who it was, so apologies on that. But looking at tonight's games, Indiana at Denver. Some pace to that one. Denver's only got 1 game this week. They're going to go all out, right?
Same thing with Indiana, right?
Yeah, that's right. Is this game getting played on like Mars or something? Why did they both only yeah, have a 1 game week?
Traveling.
Yeah.
How many light years away to play? Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Lakers at Spurs. Blah. Oh, all these games suck.
all of them?
Yeah, all of them
suck.
Well,
Memphis OKC. I'm sure you'll watch it.
Wait, who?
Oh, my non Wednesday, January 11th.
No, we're looking at it's Thursday's games.
My bad.
It's because I blew way too fast into the scores. I didn't segue very well.
Well, I was looking at the wrong date. I just hit 1 day over. I that's my fault.
Oh no, not at all. It's because we do these silly things. Yeah, look at these 6 games. None of these games are good.
No. I'm interested to see if Chris can do it again. He hasn't played in, 4 days or whatever.
Yeah, good.
He had 30 minutes last time out. Dallas is a real nice matchup for a power forward.
He's got a battle Dirk down low.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, honestly, the best game might be. I mean, the Bulls Knicks is that they're the closest matchup, but I don't care.
I don't know who for Chicago is going to be healthy enough to play.
Yeah, so I think the best game might be Detroit at the Warriors. Maybe Detroit can keep up with them.
Okay. I mean, Detroit's been playing pretty good recently, right?
Yeah.
Don't fact check that. Yes, okay.
Well, they lost to the Kings, but...
Okay. Oh, yeah, besides that.
And they're on a West Coast trip.
From a fantasy's perspective, they're playing well.
Yeah.
Anyway. Doesn't exactly translate to wins and losses.
True. All right, so we've got a slim 6-5 league lead on the 30-point challenge board. I'm still the reigning winner. Top 10 scorers: Westbrook, Brow, Harden, DeRozan, Cousins, Thomas, Lillard, LeBron James, Durant, and Jimmy Butler. I'm going first, and I'm doing it, Steph Curry. Woo!
Okay, I'm surprised.
Why?
Because Paul George got you there last time, so give me Paul George.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know, that Rocky Mountain air, he's going to be out of breath.
He hasn't played in a week and a half. He'll be fine.
Yeah, probably. Unless he visited other Denver establishments beforehand, he might not have his...
Uh-oh.
I shouldn't make false accusations. Although, if I was there in Colorado, I'd probably be doing that.
Well, you'd just be partaking in illegal activity.
Exactly. I'm allowed to do that. But since I live
When you go home, make sure you don't have to take a drug test.
Yeah, exactly. I've never taken a drug test.
In your life? Wow, yeah, nice.
Never have. So, never had to work for a job that required it.
Just don't tell your parole officer that.
I'll try not to. Yeah, shockingly, Gray did not drug test me when he asked me to write for Razzball.
Yeah, well, if you failed that, you would not be allowed under his supervision. By failed, I mean failed.
So there you go. There's our 30-point challenge picks. Be sure to put them in the comments. Basketball.razzball.com. The podcast will be on the top part of the page there, so you'll find it if you're listening to us elsewhere. Slim, we're running low on time, but we got time for some quick movies. What have you been watching?
I've been kind of flipping. Did you watch the first award show?
The Golden Globes?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit on the last one. Yeah, okay. We watched most of it. I think I fell asleep by the end.
It seems like it's not quite the... I don't know. The movies out that are winning those awards, it kind of seems like an off year to me.
Yeah, I think so too. La La Land is... Bleh. I mean, I haven't seen it, but it's a musical. Come on. It's such a Hollywood... It's a musical that has, like, L.A. in the title, and, it's all Hollywood-ish.
I have been told I should sit down and watch, binge watch the O.A., is that what it is? Netflix show?
The OA. I don't know this one.
Yeah. It's a drama mystery.
Okay. Interesting.
So Britt Marling?
I don't know who that is either.
Yeah, she's been in a couple of things, but she's also been writing. So this is, what else did she write? Another Earth.
Oh, that movie. Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, so I imagine it has a certain tone to it. She's pretty young, isn't she?
I think so. Interesting.
Oh, people are not as young as...
You always get surprised when you
I won't give it away.
Well, it's because they're 30 years old when they play high school or college people.
No, what is up with
that? So it always throws you off. Fantasy Movie League update. It's still Giant and the Jew in the league. I had a really crappy week last week. I still came in sixth in the Razzball League, but Perfect Cinema was like 87, 88 million, and I got 51 million. It was a tough one. If you didn't get the...
Wow, that's kind of reflective. Wasn't that higher? last year.
It changes, for
this time of year, this is when all those movies are out.
It changes week to week. I mean, last week people were getting over 100 easily.
Oh, well, Star Wars.
In week four, everyone got over 100. So it changes week to week.
All right. Yeah, there's nothing out there that I'm like, you know, I have to go see this movie or...
Yeah, and now it's really tough because, like, the number one movie is Patriots Day. Like, to buy for $343, I'm not going to buy Patriots Day. So
Nothing of this movie.
It's the Boston Marathon.
There's been a couple of those. They did the one with Wahlberg.
He just did one. He just did the oil rig thing. Now he's doing the Boston Marathon thing. Yeah, so... I'm playing a lot of La La Land this week just because it won a bunch at the Golden Globes and people will go see it and whatever.
Okay, yeah, sure.
We'll see. I guess. Yeah. Have you ever set your picks for
this? Actually, I take that back. I'm kind of interested to see Lion.
Me too. Oh, that's so cool you brought that up. I read about that the other day. That story seems ridiculous, but awesome. I really want to see it.
Yeah, and that boy was...
Yeah, that boy was awesome at the Globes.
Yeah, he was good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested in that one.
Slim, set your lineup for Fantasy Movie League.
Okay.
Is this just going to be a running gag that you're never actually going to play it?
It only took you... What week are we in?
Oh, whatever. Well, Giant the Jew, I'm coming for you. I'm in second place. Everyone else in the league, come try to catch me. And you can join anytime, week to week, and play with us. Fantasy Movie League, we're the Razzball group. And the password is Rball, because we only want Razzballers in there. R-B-A-L-L is the password. Slim, we've got to get out of here. Game to game, as usual, takes us overtime. But that's what happens. Is Brownie playing with the chew toy?
Well, he has this Santa that was on sale the other day. It's got like 8 squeakies in it, so yeah, he's kind of in heaven right now.
I think Brownie's letting us know, our official Razzball basketball mascot is letting us know it's time to go. So
I don't know why the first thing he eats is the face off, but you know, it's kind of scary a bit, I guess.
Thanks everyone for listening. Have a great weekend, and Slim, I will catch you next week.
Yeah, there.